This is Dr. David dictating consultation on Cecilia, C-E-C-E-L-I-A, last name Samuels, S-A-M-U-E-L-S, date of birth, July 31st, 1990, patient seen for UNT Student Health and Wellness Center, and in particular Dr. Joel, J-O-E-L, Brady, B-R-A-D-Y, P-A-C. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 32-year-old female comes here for evaluation today. She does not smoke or drink. She denies any drug allergies. Her symptoms mainly are weakness, off and on, and fatigability. New paragraph, history of present illness. Patient says she has been anemic for the last several years. She has required iron infusion in the past. Last infusion was 6-7 months ago. The reason she requires IV iron is because she cannot tolerate oral iron with nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Past medical history, history of bronchial asthma. She uses inhaler, PRN basis. She also gave history of pneumonia every now and then. The last one was in November. Menstrual history, she started menstruating at age 15. Her periods used to be heavy for 6 to 7 days. Now it is 5 to 6 days every 4 weeks. She is not on any birth control pills. Physical exam, she is very pleasant. 32-year-old female, 5 feet 5 inch tall, weighing 192, blood pressure 112 over 70. She is normochaemophilic, IgNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. Her recent CBC from 2 weeks ago showed hemoglobin of 9.1, hematocrit of 31.1, MCV was 74. Her iron was also low at 14 and saturation was 3%. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, iron deficiency anemia. Diagnosis 2, most likely from menstrual blood loss. Recommendations. Since she has intolerance to oral iron, we'll try to give her a different form of iron. It's called fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N. She could take once daily. If she can tolerate, she could continue. If not, we'll arrange for intravenous iron diffusion. Thank you. This is a consultation on Cecilia Samuels. Copy of this may be sent to UNT Healthcare Center, and in particular, to Dr. Joel Brady. Thank you.